Moshet Albinat newspaper, news of the day with Nasser Kandil. Intensive Israeli reports on the imminence of a ceasefire agreement with Lebanon to be decided today. The White House cautiously confirms Channel 14 withdrawal has begun. Berry denies what has attributed to him. Osama Hamdan, a ceasefire declaration in Lebanon would make us happy. It's a victory for the resistance, the political editor wrote. Political and media circles in Lebanon, Palestine, the Arab world, and internationally have been preoccupied with reports emerging from the occupying entity regarding the imminent agreement on a ceasefire with Lebanon. These reports suggest that a draft agreement will be presented to the entity's security cabinet this evening, with expectations in both the entity and international media of an impending announcement of the agreement between U.S. President Biden and French President Macron. Meanwhile, the Lebanese side remains tight-lipped, particularly Lebanese negotiator, Speaker of Parliament Nabih Berri, who denied the claims made by some media outlets about the agreement's completion. Notably, Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati called for a cabinet meeting this evening, further fueling the air of uncertainty. On the American side, the administration confirmed progress in the negotiations, but was careful to note that contentious issues remain unresolved. Meanwhile, within the occupying entity, there are political tensions surrounding the agreement, with unclear clauses and contrasting positions. Reports indicate that the entity's military and security establishment played a significant role in accepting a draft agreement that did not fully meet the entity's original demands, out of concern for the cohesion of the occupying army and to avoid major losses. This was highlighted by the ongoing nature of the battles on the ground and the success of the resistance in thwarting the entity's attempt to advance, particularly in preventing the occupying forces from establishing control and maintaining positions. A notable surprise came on the day the missiles were launched, shaking the occupying entity, followed by the withdrawal of the occupying forces from key fighting fronts, especially in the western sector and the Bayada and Shamar axes, where the occupation sustained heavy losses and pulled its main units from Deir Mimas front near the town of Khiam and from the town itself. Channel 14 reported that the military had already begun withdrawal as stipulated in the agreement, even before it was officially implemented. The primary question surrounding the potential outcomes of this agreement, if the circulating information proves accurate, concerns the situation in Gaza and the stability of the resistance axes. The principle of unity of battlefronts will be critically examined. A significant statement came from Osama Hamdan, a senior leader of Hamas, who said, "In the resistance axes, we coordinate with each other, exchange all information, and consult on all options." He went on to express that if a ceasefire agreement for Lebanon is reached, they would be happy with it, as it would represent a victory for the resistance. Hamdan emphasized that the Palestinian resistance deeply values the sacrifices made by Hezbollah in standing alongside Palestine, particularly Gaza, calling them unforgettable.